And I know how football fans around the country are. And I think if you were talking to a Rams fan or any other team, they would say, of course it's fair. It's football. It's the NFL. You got guys hurt. He's got two guys hurt. Make it happen. It's pretty simple. You want to make $50, $55 million? Go win two out of three of the next games without these guys. It's wow. That part to me is fair because that's just the way it is. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you guys like me, 49er fans, and are a little more interested in this game Sunday than a normal game? To me, without McCaffrey and without Debo, I don't wish injuries, but yes, we're going to get to see the 49ers down a couple weapons, and who knows, maybe they come out and score 42 points against the LA Rams. And then you put that into the equation, and Purdy looks better. It's very possible. And I'm just wondering what 49er fans, how much stock are they putting in this game for Brock Purdy? And I'd be lying if I didn't say that I don't think, that I do think, yeah, it's these two games are probably more important than any of his other regular season games that he played. That's me. How are you? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Vegas Rob. Vegas Rob. Hey, buddy, what's up?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, hey.
Good.
Okay, my thing is they need to let Brock play, man. And they need to pay Brock because I'm looking at Shakur Sanders. He's making $4.8 million, and he's playing college ball. So why you can't play? Yeah, why Brock can't get paid? I mean, he didn't take y'all to the Super Bowl. He didn't already prove his point. You know, everybody get better. Kansas City put Pacheco out for 12 weeks. He tore his right up under, I think his bone right up under his leg. He tore it, but he out. So, I mean, and like Drew said the other day, man, everybody who signed that contract is the next man up. It ain't on Brock Purdy. If you made the team, then you need to step up. If you getting paid, then you need to step up. If these two people out, it's the next man up, man. You can't just put it on Ayuk and McCaffrey and Debo. All y'all made this team. It's on Kyle, man. Can you adjust? You know what I'm saying? Because you still got to prove yourself. You only writing off your daddy's name. I mean, where you come from? Who is Shanahan? We know who your daddy is, but who is you? Right now, you got your daddy accolades. Let's see what you can do on your own. That's all I got, y'all. Yeah. Peace out.
Appreciate it, Rob. So Rob's putting some onus on Kyle Shanahan.
And I don't need to cape for Kyle, but he's done a lot, Rob. And Rob knows it. And Rob's tasting that. He wants that victory.
I got a question.
Big game.
I got a question for you. And Evan, I want to answer this one. And I think I know the answer to the first question. You think the 49ers can win a Super Bowl without McCaffrey and Debo?
Probably not.
What if Mahomes were their quarterback?
They would have a better chance.
No, that's real as
hell. Could Mahomes coach or quarterback this team and get him like to the Super Bowl without
What do you think?
I don't know. I think maybe. Yeah, right. I think maybe.
And if we're calling him collectively the best quarterback in the game, bottom line is whatever quarterback you have in this scenario, the odds should decrease because we've agreed that Mahomes is. If anybody can do it, it's Patrick.
Right. That's kind of why I'm asking. What about Josh Allen? Probably not. Right? Everybody but Mahomes.
But, man, this is crazy. Like, that call we talked about on the fourth down play where it got batted in the end zone, Minnesota batted it down. Is that on Kyle? And it goes back to the play on Monday
night.
Which
play? The one that he tried to swing it to Debo?
Yeah, no, yeah. The fourth down, he threw in the end zone, it got batted. The lineman blocked it. And it was a turnover on downs. He was throwing to Juwan Jennings. Turnover on downs. My question, was that a good call? So for the who is that on? Is that on Kyle that it got blocked because your quarterback is not the tallest?
If a quarterback throws a pass and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage, I don't blame the coach.
And that's where I guess I'm driving my bus.
Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Orinda. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Talk to us.
Goo, listen, man, you kind of, You did the worst thing you could ever possibly do. You kind of made me agree with Steiny.
Oh, boy.
And that drives me nuts, man.
What did I do? How did I do
bro,
it? How did I do it?
Bro, let's put the rat right out on the table, okay? Like, here it is. You said 4 or 5 minutes ago, unless I misunderstood you, and please feel free
okay.
to correct me if I misunderstood you, but Steiny is 100% right. You can't be more than 100% right, but he's 100% right because we got to see what Purdy looks like without those guys because guess what? He's going to be here longer than them. And if you're going to pay him 40, 50, 60 million, not knowing what you're going to get.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the downside of those guys, which is coming sooner than people want to realize, you've missed an opportunity to see that.
No.
And you might put so much money in your quarterback, your host on the other side.
No,
You screwed me, Goo.
No.
You made me agree with Steiny.
No, I love you, too. There's nothing wrong with agreeing with Steiny at times. But the bottom line is, you keep saying down the road, the future, the Niners are going to draft and add back to those positions. Will they have a Debo or a new McCaffrey? Probably not, but we act like he's throwing to himself. I'm just telling you guys, hey, listen, I know what's at stake, but if you think what Brock Purdy's already built or what he has in the good file, that that's going to evaporate and vamoose because of two or three bad games where he could say, I didn't have my weaponry, I'm just hitting the pause button on that. It matters. It does. But let's not forget what he's looked like and where he's took this team to overtime in the bowl. NFC Championship game. I just think that doesn't get flushed down the toilet. That's all.
All right, so Goo, I mean, listen, Steiny, you could turn the mic off and put the headset down because, like, I got you on this one.
And he
I know
did
exactly
it.
What you're going to say. Goo, come on, man. The odds of getting a versatile player like Debo Samuel, another George Kittle, a Brandon Ayuk, heck, even a third down playmaker like Juwan Jennings. Bro, you are making a bet that is huge that says in the draft they're going to get guys as good as those guys. That's too much of a gamble, bro.
Okay. And I love it,
appreciate
but Steiny,
it.
I feel like, help me out now, partner.
Thanks, Matt.
I feel like he's coming from a vantage point of I'm already saying he's going to get paid.
Well, you
I'm
are.
Not saying that.
Well, you say.
And I said that even before the injuries. I'm not saying it's
what
a
dundada. You're saying these
I'm
games
saying
aren't?
We're watching. We got our popcorn. I'm the dude that came up with the file, which you have borrowed. But, dude, no, I'm not saying it's a done deal. This is make or break. I'm just being real, saying
well,
the
not,
good
it's
is not
make,
gone away.
It's not make or break if you also say what happens in the next two or three games doesn't supersede what he's done already. Then it doesn't. Then it's not make or break. What Purdy does.
Well, I was talking about the whole enchilada. Whole season, Steiny, too.
Let's talk about it realistically.
Because I agree.
If the San Francisco 49ers lose the next 2 weeks and they don't look good, Purdy's in some trouble.
There's no
doubt. Because then you can say, we weren't whole last year for three games. We lost them all.
I agree
now this
with
year
that.
We're banged up. We lost
I
them
agree
all.
With, and
okay.
I think that's happening
so,
already.
So, right. But don't, like, we can't say that these games are just ho-hum regular games. No, they're not. He's got to show that he can win games when they're not completely healthy, like you would ask of any big-time quarterback. Let's go to Kieran.
Hey.
Kieran, what's going on, Karan? How you doing, man?
How are you guys, man? You don't even understand, man, how much this show means to me. I'm from Philadelphia, South Philly. Like hear Philadelphia fans for the last 3 years, man, and to call and have my bloodline on the radio. Y'all like family to me. But I'm going to get to my point. X Factor, somebody that we're not talking about. Mm-hmm. It's George Kittle. He got to become a diva more so. Ask for the ball. Stop being a run blocker. Shanahan, he has to use him a lot more and not just block him. Like, George is not being utilized enough. And here's my second point. Shanahan, change up your pace of offense. Everything is vanilla. Grind it out. We try to keep the defense off the field. Like, listen, sometimes go a little two-minute drive. Change it up for Purdy. Make it easier. College form. Spread them out a little bit. Then you can do dump. Then you can take a shot downfield. I know Ayuk and Debo would love to do that a lot more. Hey, but thanks, guys, for your call, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Karan, real quick, what's it like being a Niner fan in Philly?
Yo, man, I need y'all to be here with me. And put, you know, I need you to strap up with me, man, because I don't have too many Niner fans here, but I go through so much fighting with these Eagle fans all day long, and I would never wear green. Only green I want is the one in my pocket. Trust me.
There you go. Hey, Eagle thanks fans, for the kind words, too, man.
Karan, I'll be back in a couple years. Yeah, help you out.
He gave us some kind words. And you know he was speaking my language. Shout out Drake, speaking my language. I've been saying I want to see more Kittle. I know it's Kyle's
team.
Get
open then.
I'm going to give you one. But you know he can do more.
As much.
Please, Stoddy, stop.
I mean, like, I do always get a kick out of, like,
I'm a big Kittle guy.
Warrior fans who say, I want to see the rookies more. Well, Kerr doesn't do that. Well, I want to see him more.
Yeah.
That's not who he is. But I want to.
You just want to
That's
talk.
That's not who he is. Okay. I want Kittle to catch 12 passes a game. That's not who Kyle is. Yeah, but we've got to unleash Kittle.
I wonder why.
Because he likes to run. Kyle likes to run more than pass.